Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning, Houston. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We're on Sports Radio 610. Sherry Hera is with me this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I just mentioned that. We are here to help you be a better gardener, to help you improve your gardening skill. And how do we do that, Sherry?
By talking to you.
With knowledge. That's right. By talking to you, teaching you, answering your gardening questions. 281-496-5711 is how we can help you answer your gardening question. And I have a lot of faith that we can help you because Sherry is an expert. She's here and knows a lot about this stuff. And then Diane Bonowski will come in later on to help answer gardening questions also. Another specialist, another expert. Pretty cool. To me, you guys have different strengths. You know, you're real focused on kind of the soil and really I think of like kind of classic landscaping in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And she's super into the pollinators, butterflies, you know, all that jazz.
Right.
Which I love too. But also she loves flowers. We all love flowers.
I think we all love everything about gardening. We just all specialize in something else.
Yeah, everybody's got their like little passion that pulls them. And some slice of the passion pulls you onward. But you have to learn about so much other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so we can kind of excitingly boast about these experts we have on because we are a co-op and we have all these incredible nurseries as part of it. So just going to read you the list real quick. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, Plants for All Seasons, where Sherry hails from, just on 249, just past Louetta, just north of Louetta. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Katie's Premier Landscape Shop. Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Garden, down there kind of bookending Richmond, Texas, Warren Southern Gardens, and Kingwood Gardens. So we got a little family, little team to dish out great info, and that's what we do. That's what we're going to be doing. And I do just want to say that we're like super selective with who we market, who we advertise, kind of things that really fall right in line with what it is that we believe in is what we're talking about. So kind of a cool thing is that you'll find out as you listen, we don't have a ton of advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
What we do have is people that we trust. So
sure.
Pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, because we're doing people that we trust, you can trust us.
Yeah.
281-496-5711. Beginner gardening. That's what I want to explore.
We've been doing a lot of beginner gardening with this stay-at-home order.
Yeah.
Because what else are you going to do, right? You're going to garden.
Well, and I think like there's a lot of stuff that you forget, you know, as a gardener, or you don't pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think there's a lot of stuff as a novice that's very easy to take for granted.
Yeah.
And so we're just kind of going to compare notes a little bit on beginner gardening. I do, as it warms up, I went for a walk at Lady Bird, the Johnson family by Johnson City kind of nature preserve they've got there. And I saw, 25 different butterfly types flying through there. And it just blew my mind, you know, because we focus so much on the
Monarch.
But there's
there are other butterflies.
And some of them were so beautiful.
Yeah.
Some of them were so – the pipevine swallowtail is just gorgeous.
Just the whole swallowtail family.
Right. Mm-hmm. Diverse, unique, really beautiful. Mm-hmm. So that's something I want to get into is I want more butterflies at my house. So
okay.
And you know, our answer for a lot of things is plant the plants they like.
Right.
So,
but you have to know which ones those are.
That is so true. Also a cool thing happened recently is my friend Katie up at Memorial Park and I made a trade. She has chickens and I have veggies and we did a swap.
Mm-hmm.
So collard greens, basil, a few tomatoes, a few peppers, and then some celery. And then a few herbs for a good amount of eggs. So,
oh, nice!
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Very cool.
So the veggies are paying off.
Good, you know,
they're paying off. So mark them as a win for this year. Well, Sherry is here, so we want your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
A good customer recently complained that while her tomato plants had lots of blooms, they were not setting fruit. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I explained how it was probably a pollination problem and showed her a couple of ways of self-pollinating the plant. A couple of weeks later, she had tomatoes that were setting. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come see us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your garden grow. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. Visit us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Be dependable. I've heard that from my dad my whole life.
Bert Jr. from KISS Generators.
Dependable is our family code. It's why we believe KISS Generators is your best choice for a home generator. We exclusively install Kohler generators because they're proven dependable, keeping families like yours safe for over a century. Why wait for a power outage? Keep your home secure and powered no matter what. Choose dependable, choose Kohler from KISS Generators. We treat you like family, only better. KISSGenerators.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
This is Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, located in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy, Texas. Do you have cabin fever? Come on out to Nelson's. Come feed our fish and enjoy our park-like setting. We will inspire you with all sorts of ideas for your backyard paradise. There's still plenty of time to get those shrubs and trees into the ground and get them settled in before the heat sets in. The earlier you get them in, the less you'll have to water them this summer. Have you considered putting in a disappearing fountain as your backyard project? Adding the sound and beauty of water only enhances your outdoor experience. Literally anything can be made into a fountain. We have the materials and expertise to show you how. As summer approaches, you'll find all those heat-loving bedding plants, vincas, blue days, salvias, pentas, petunias, zinnias, and more to add to your garden. Additionally, we have those plants that discourage mosquitoes, citronella plant, basils, lavenders, lots of herbs, even the American Beauty Bush have foliage that are repugnant to mosquitoes. Just delivered this week, we got two shipments of pottery. Use that pot to plant up all the beautiful and amazing interior plants that we have. We've expanded our line, and we've got everything from Diffenbachias to the ZZ plant. So Nelson's is open 7 days a week. We're here for you. Come on out to see us. We're practicing social distancing. We have curbside pickup. We're disinfecting all of our carts and everything on an hourly basis, and we'd love to see you. Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. You can find us. And now, back to Sherry and Danny.
Exactly. We are back, Sherry and Danny, here. And we're just, you know, kind of chatting through a little bit, sharing tomato stories. We'll share those a little bit. I know you're wildly intrigued. We are Home Show Garden Pros. There's a website, homeshowgardenpros.com. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome. Sherry's picture's on there, so you'll see her. A lot of her videos, too. It's really where we house all of our content. So any videos we've got, from tip videos to kind of, you know, product videos, whatever we've got is on there. There's blogs are on there. Got a few blogs on there. Mm-hmm. There's a couple buttons I really want to lift up. One is the Ask a Pro button. That's where you click that button, mm-hmm. sends an email, you get an answer, and then sometimes, hey, we read it online. On air. So not online. We always read it online because it's email. And then the other button is the Listen Now button. Mm-hmm. So pretty cool button. You click that button, boom, the show plays. So it plays live. Like right now, it would play live.
Anywhere you are.
Anywhere you are, if you have service.
Mm-hmm.
And also it plays during the week. So if like you missed a part or there's a show maybe from last week you want to hear, it plays that. There's a podcast. So we're on all the Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff they got mm-hmm. podcasts on. We're on that. So the podcast is just by date. And so, but it's always going to be seasonally appropriate. So the last season's worth of information is just as good this year. And the way the kind of conversational, we're talking to you, we're answering your questions. There's different pests every year.
Mm-hmm.
Like this year, I got worms so much more than I did in the past.
Right.
on tomatoes. I mean, I've had two infestations already, and really my first time having this worm. I think mm-hmm. they're army worms, like, attack my tomatoes.
I think so. Like, with the little yellow stripe.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, little devil, little hell stripe on the back there. The burning flames of the mark of – no, sorry. Anyway, I got carried away. I did lose some tomatoes to them.
Yeah.
I made a Facebook post on it. I went on vacay, a little mini vacay, and then came back and
– Surprise.
Surprise. Yeah. It's hard to quarantine in someone else's home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you're just not used to everything. You know what I mean? The pots, the pans, the knives.
Where'd you quarantine?
Well, we'd Airbnb'd a little cabin out in the country.
Oh, okay.
In the hill country. And yeah, but it was just like weird. You know, it's like,
yeah.
No, we had a big place to hike and, you know, fire pit and stuff like that. So I spent most of my time outside. But it was also weird because I'm used to doing stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So
you had nothing to do.
Yep. Just chilling with people. So I came back home though, and these caterpillars had kind of really done some damage to quite a few tomatoes. And then the post I showed where there were three tomatoes with worms in them.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think I would do?
Spray with BT.
Okay.
Or Dipel dust, whichever.
Well, I have BT.
Mm-hmm. So you used it.
Yeah, I used it. And it worked. You know, it worked. Some of them already started dropping off.
Yeah. I think beginner gardeners, I usually steer them more towards the Dipel dust because it's visual.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever it wears off, they can reapply.
Mm.
That and it's cheap.
Yeah, gotcha. Right? That's nice.
It just makes your plants look dusty.
Yeah. I've used BT loads of times on different things.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the biggest treatment we ever did was at Herman Park. We did a forest tent caterpillar
mm-hmm.
or fall tent caterpillar, I'm not sure. And they were panicking. Everybody was panicking. It was fall and they were on trees that were going to drop their leaves anyway.
Right.
And so the only place I didn't spray was above these netted things, the shade things
mm-hmm.
over some herbs, and it caught all the caterpillars' poo.
Mm-hmm.
And we used that as fertilizer later on. We had like 8 pounds of it.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was great. Really, really sparked the citrus. The citrus really, really loved it. So I was kind of like wondering, maybe that's like a way that the tree like fertilizes itself in
Could
nature.
Because
they are just, they travel in waves across the land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like during that season, it's dropping so much waste, but it's so nitrogen rich, so nutrient rich. Anyway, so on the Ask a Pro button on the website we just mentioned, we always read one. So here's one that I thought was great.
Mm-hmm.
So it's from Heather Haley. Is there a trick to keep armadillos and crawdads out of flower beds?
Armadillos and crawdads, wow.
Yep. Armadillos. Two. Maybe divided into two answers.
So armadillos, typically they're after grub worms. Right. And
oh.
So if you feel like it's problematic and they're digging and rooting around and making and doing damage, you might check your soil for grubs.
Okay.
And then if you do find that you have grubs, if you treat the grubs, the armadillos won't want to come back.
Okay. So I can treat the
there's different methods. You could use beneficial nematodes. That would be a more organic, healthy way to treat
awesome.
For the grubs. Most of the garden pros will carry a line of beneficial nematodes. Or you could go the chemical route. There's imidacloprid products that you could put out, kill a grub products that you could put out to kill the grubs.
Gotcha.
In a more chemical. I guess if you were doing it in a big area, that would be more cost effective.
I do also understand that one of armadillo's favorite foods is crawdads.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They actually don't have fat.
Okay.
And so they love things like that that are like...
Okay, so if you get rid of your crawdads...
So really you've got a crawdad problem and probably grubs because they love the most soil, right?
Yeah.
So basically your lawn is feeding like armadillo heaven.
And if you have crawdads in your lawn, you have definitely got a drainage problem.
Right. That's right.
So maybe fix that first.
Yeah, I think that's a great... So how do they fix their drainage problem? That's a big...
Well, they've got to help water move through the soil.
Yeah.
You know, you can install all the drains you want, but if water's not moving through the soil, not all the water's going to make it to the drain. So incorporating more organic material, it's a process. You can aerate, compost, top dress... stimulate your biology with molasses and humic acid, things like that.
I love that.
That is going to help water move through the soil. So even in high rainfall times, you know, your water is making it to the drain, but it's also penetrating through the ground. And that's not going to be a hospitable environment for a crawdad population.
Right, because they
like it wet and swampy. And
yep.
Yep.
And you may not see that wet and swampy on the top of your soil, but if you've got
somewhere,
crawdads,
mm-hmm, yeah.
It's not far away.
Nope, not at all.
Okay, so I think that's great.
Because there's not a chemical you're going to put out that's going to get rid of crawdads.
Why does stimulating biology work?
Because the little microbes in the soil, when you stimulate them, they're going to act like little aerators.
Mm, gotcha. So they're going to move around in the soil, making tiny tunnels that air and water can go through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So stimulate biology. You mentioned molasses.
Molasses. And, you know, MicroLife has that great soil and plant health that has the humic acid and molasses.
Right.
Together. I love that product.
So that sounds like maybe a perfect addition to this crawfish mm-hmm. armadillo situation.
Sure.
Because it sounds like it's going to enrich the soil. The grubs are going to be less active.
Mm-hmm.
And crawdads are going to not want to be in
there
a well-turning
soil.
Okay. Man, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I always love it when it's like you see these crawdad mounds in a freshly mowed lawn.
Right.
It's like, oh, girl, why are you coming back? Okay, well, awesome. Thanks. That's good. I wrote it down. I need to use that soil and plant energy stuff. I got a couple bottles of it. Need to try it out.
Yep, it is good stuff. They just need to make it in a bigger bottle now.
Yeah. I was asking them because, you know, we tried mixing those at Herman Park.
Uh-huh.
And it made just a blob, a blob, because the humic acid bonded with the molasses
mm-hmm.
and collated
it. It gums up
sprayer.
Yeah.
It was instantly just goo.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, how did he combine those two? So the magic at MicroLife. Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty amazing. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Buy Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That is what we're here for, to answer your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. We chatting through stuff. Actually just brought up Monterey Lawn and Garden products a little bit. Because this spring I've had all these problems. Really, me and friends
mm-hmm.
have all these problems, from bad nematodes, root knot nematodes, to snail damage, to mites and thrips on roses, and now all these kind of caterpillars on my tomatoes. And what's great is that Monterey offers so many solutions. So the solution that I'm going to use this time, and I don't really generally like turning to a killer, mm-hmm. but I have so many caterpillars, and the great thing about BT is they'll ingest it from the inside. They'll kind of have some failure and they'll die. And so I'm not adding a bunch of nastiness to my soil. I'm not going nuts and kind of killing all of the bugs everywhere in the area. It is safe for bees since they don't have a caterpillar stage. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting because it's like Monterey's got this solution for me. So if you're seeing a lot of caterpillars, you know, I'd suggest Monterey BT. It's easy to apply. It goes quick and it works quickly. They also have a lot of great products. One of those is Sluggo. So you might be seeing snail and slug damage. If so, you probably have somewhere near your beds or wherever the problem is where they're living. And so if you can identify that, you can put Sluggo around that, and that'll really stop them from going anywhere. But it's an easy-to-use granular formula, stays effective after rain or sprinkler. Pretty amazing. Good for lawns, gardens, outdoor plants, any plants, and veggies and food plants, citrus, fruits, berries. That's one cool thing about it is that it's safe. It's safe for your pets and family. It is organic. It's listed by Omri. And you want to apply in the evening. That's when the snails and slugs are active. So look for Sluggo, Sluggo Plus, the BT, Nematode Control at the Garden Pro Nurseries. All of our co-members carry some of their options. Or you can, you know, kind of check out some of their other stuff on their website. So Monterey Lawn and Garden, really great stuff. Really great stuff. 281-496-5711. We're going to answer some garden questions. That's what we do. So, Don, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about a fig tree. I got a friend that she says the fig tree never produces. And also I have a fig tree, and it's got little white spots all over the leaves, and it's some insect, so I sprayed it with spinosad. But the problem is you don't know if the things are dead or not. And then also I sent you a picture online of a plant, and it's got red flowers, and it's in my raised garden, and it opens, and then at night it closes, and beautiful flowers. I thought it was a potato vine. I don't know if you ever got it. Took a look at it.
Okay, so let's start with the fig tree that's not setting fruit. We'll start there. Okay. Reasons why trees don't set fruit. Not enough sun if it's a full sun plant, right? And fruit trees like a lot of sun. So we've got a kind of process of eliminate. So not enough sun would mean no fruit because it wasn't getting what it needed. A water inconsistency, sporadic water would stress it out to where it wouldn't fruit. Or a nutrient deficiency. So if we're getting full sun and you feel like the water is good, but you haven't fed it, let's start feeding it more often. Is it in the full sun?
Yep.
Okay. And is she feeding it?
Probably not.
Okay. So let's start with that. Let's start with feeding it and see if that can spur on some fruit this year.
Something like a 13-13-13?
I would use something that's more designed for fruit trees. One in particular is MicroLife makes a citrus and fruit tree.
Okay.
Fertilizer, what part of town do you live in?
It's southwest.
Southwest, so Southwest Fertilizer, maybe. Yeah. They have the MicroLife products. I'm not sure who's closest to you, but...
Well, it's Highway 6 and... I-10, somewhere out there.
Okay.
So. Yeah, you have lots of, you're kind of in the middle of a lot of good spots. Nelson Nursery would be a great spot.
Okay.
But yeah, the 13-13-13 is not really ideal for fruit trees.
Okay.
So
Yeah, so start feeding it, and I would do it monthly until you start seeing it turn around, see if that was just it. It just had a minor nutrient deficiency.
She said she has there's another one planted about 12 feet from it, and it produces, and this one doesn't. That's the only weird thing that's kind of got her perplexed.
That is a little perplexing.
You know, figs, when they're, are they pretty small or are they pretty big?
No, it was big, and then she went out there and chopped the thing in half.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, it could even be trying to recover from that heavy pruning.
Well, it didn't. It hadn't produced
before that.
From year, yeah.
Okay. Well, start with nutrients, and let's see if we can spur it into blooming. Now let's move on to yours with your white spots.
Yep.
So the white spots on...
Those aren't the white spots. Those are the picture of the flower.
Oh, he's showing me a picture of the flower.
Yeah.
But the white spots on your fig tree first. Can you peel them off?
Yeah, you can kind of rub them off. Last year I had a scale infestation. I sprayed it with malathion, and it finally killed the scale, and now this stuff comes back. I've never had an insect problem with figs or any problem.
Yeah, and I typically don't either, and I typically don't see scale on the leaves, but...
No, this was all on the branches.
On the branches, okay.
Yeah, and it went everywhere.
So now we're dealing with it on the leaves?
Well, I don't know that scale is. They're little white dots.
Okay.
And it's just all over the top of the leaves. And I know it's some insect problem. And like I said, you can rub them off with your finger.
So Don, I'm gonna just I'm gonna ask you to take a picture of these white insects mm-hmm. and send them in.
Okay.
And I can kind of see we can see them there.
Yeah.
And then I would say that that you know we don't want to judge anybody, but if you're kind of first blush is 13, 13, 13, you're kind of you know fine with putting Malathion and some of these other kind of heavier duty insect killers on your plants. There's a chance that your plants are staying kind of unhealthy, like there's a matrix called bricks and it's staying low, and that's going right. to continue to invite pests to the plant.
Right. Well, I never did that. I never sprayed it with anything last year, and then I finally called the other guy on the radio, and he said use Malathion.
So were you using the 13, 13, 13?
No. What I don't use that. I just use the Microlock, but I really haven't put much. I thought figs really don't need too much, but occasionally I'll sprinkle some of them out, you know, the 624.
Well, I know that kind of classic fig growers in Texas, especially Central Texas where they've got really alkaline soils, they'll put coffee grounds on their figs. They'll kind of do their mm-hmm. composting around their figs. My grandmother and her sister both had beautiful talk of the neighborhood fig trees, and they put a lot of their veggie scraps under their figs as a way to feed it. And I think figs actually are really big nutrient, really mm-hmm. big mineral users.
Mm-hmm.
Those complicated leaves, the fruit and the flower are the same. So it might be where your best move is the Nature's Way remineralizer. Really beautiful product, all made in Texas. Has over 70 minerals. Mm-hmm. So that might be a thing to do. But I would stay away from any kind of massive poison just because it can set the tree back unless it's a huge crisis, right? That's when you can use that stuff. It's a great tool in the toolbox, but a lot of times those things will just set a plant back, and that's, you know, that's no good.
Well, the scale was all over it last year. I had to do something.
And you were seeing kind of fading leaf health?
The leaves got, when I had that scale, they turned super dark green. And I said, oh, that's the healthiest it's ever been. Never went up close to the fig tree, and then I saw that scale all over the branches.
Yeah, it was maybe dropping some waste on there, turning into sooty mold.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But I'll send you a picture of the little white spots on there. Did you know what the plant that was that I sent with those beautiful flowers?
You know what? No, but whenever I get it identified, we'll message you.
Okay.
It is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's pretty pervasive, and it's taken over my. I got a blueberry deal where I put some peat moss in there. A guy told me to put peat moss and try to build it up, and this thing's about taking over the whole thing.
So we call those umbrella flowers. They are a South American flower, and what I've discovered is that they travel. And so you'll have them bloom in there, and they're really not going to do much damage to the space of the soil. They will bring hummingbirds by, which is kind of cool. And hummingbirds won't affect your blueberries, but they are territorial, so maybe that's kind of cool. But you won't have as big a crop next year. They'll come in, they'll make a thing, and then they'll go away.
Well, I don't know where it came from, unless it was some stuff I threw in there just to build the beds up.
Probably bird planted. When birds were having some fun with your blueberries, they may have planted a seed or two.
Well, my blueberries aren't thriving yet. But anyway, if I try to dig that thing up, is it going to just die?
I say give it a try. Go for it.
But wait until the fall or something?
No. May's a great time to kind of do that stuff. And it likes the heat. I mean, you can tell how lush it looks. It's a summer lover.
Well, it's got good soil now.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
All right, I'll take a picture of the other disease and whatever's going on with the fig and see what's going on.
Please do. Thanks, Don.
All right, thank you. Bye.
281-496-5711. Great questions there by Don. That's what we do here, help answer gardening questions. Home Show Garden Pros.
Senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. 281-496-5711. That is 281-496-5711. And we really want to hear from you. Want to hear what's on your mind? What's on my mind is Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. We are having this terribly weird COVID season, awful times, but, you know, your irrigation system still needs updating. If you're at home more, you're probably seeing some of the effects that bad irrigation has, dry spots, wet spots, water wasted. And Mike Ball Irrigation is very focused on water conservation. So his systems are 30% more efficient. That's a lot of money just running down the drain. Quite literally, that's where it goes. And you pay for that drain use, by the way. So Mike uses drip irrigation. That eliminates water runoff, and it waters roots. Smart controls, so plants get water only when they need them. You're not wasting any. And he does inspections. So some results from his irrigation stuff. Healthier plants, smaller water bills, and less work. I'm just going to say that again. To me, it's very, very compelling. Healthier plants, smaller water bills, less work with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. But if you are also dreaming of a beautiful backyard, man, he does beautiful landscapes, sustainable designs, and you can't really install sustainably unless you design sustainably, and they do both. So natural stone patios, beautiful walkways, retaining walls. They are really good at living walls. And they'll do herb and veggie gardens, arbors, pergola, the big stuff and the little stuff, outdoor kitchens, all that jazz. So call Mike Ball with your vision. They'll custom build it for less than you expect. Website, MikeBallIrrigation.com. Home Show Garden Pros, Sherry Hira.
Good morning.
Here now.
I am here.
She is here answering gardening questions. She's just answering gardening questions. She's so good at it. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. And David, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, I just built a new home in College Station, and I've got a brand new St. Augustine lawn. The irrigation guys tell me water three times a week, and I think it's like 45 minutes each zone. So I'm just curious, like, what suggestions you have on how long to water it until it gets established, and then at that point, you know, when to use what, I don't know if you have a schedule for the microlife or, you know, when to start that kind of stuff.
Okay, well, let's start with microlife. If I was building a brand new home and I was able to start off, because when I built my home, they didn't have these fabulous products, right?
Right.
I would start by doing the Microlife Humates Plus one. Mm. That'll start building the soil of that new lawn and start breaking down that thick sod layer that the grass comes on, and putting the minerals and the nutrients. I would also put a remineralizer. I can't say that word.
It's a hard one.
Remineralizer out to build up the mineral content. And as far as fertilizing goes, try to get on. I think you can probably find on microlife.com. microlifefertilizer.com. They have a schedule that you can follow. I would probably start out with the Microlife Hybrid just to really boost it. That's my favorite lawn food for new homeowners to really kind of see what they're doing. It just gives you that pretty green growth while building the soil. And then as far as watering goes, that is not an exact answer. Like, it's hard to say your yard needs three times a week for 45 minutes. New grass will need more water. But as your yard matures, you've really got to let your yard speak to you. And when I say that, it sounds silly, but you've got to visually monitor. Like, I look at my yard every day when I back out of the driveway and every day when I pull in the driveway. And if I start to see a dry look, then we'll start to put the sprinklers on. But rule of thumb for new homeowners or new yards is when we're in the, you know, 50s and 60s, I would say once a week if we're not getting any rain. We're in the 70s, twice a week if we're not getting any rain. 80s and 90s, three times a week. And when we're 100 degrees and we're have a new yard, every other day is the most that I would water. So,
okay. Now, this the grass has been in for about a month now. So,
okay.
And now, also, you know, I mean, my old home I had for 27 years. And, you know, my understanding was always it was better to water early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these guys have my sprinkler set for it in the evening. So
yeah.
Is there
Yeah, I water. We start our sprinklers, I think, at like 5-6 in the morning, so that they're done as the sun's coming up, so it can dry the grass blades and the plant leaves can dry throughout the day.
Right.
So yes, you promote less fungus if you water early in the morning.
Okay. And would you guys know if there's a nursery in College Station or the nearest one to me that would sell the MicroLife products?
I do not know, because I know the only nursery I know in College Station is the it's not even a nursery. It's the Farmers Co-op. They may sell there.
Mm.
Okay.
David, you can certainly go there.
Yeah.
Sorry, David. There is a there's a store locator on MicroLife's website. So go to microlifefertilizer.com. They do have a store locator on there.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, thanks very much. I appreciate the tip.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Those were great tips. Starting a new lawn can be pretty scary, but man, mm-hmm. between humic acid and remineralizer, it is a new era.
Yeah,
it just got so much easier.
And I don't like that anybody says you have to water this amount of time, because every yard's going to be different. Every you know, your wind is a big variable at the time of watering. I mean, there's so many different variables. So
absolutely.
Really just be in control of your sprinkler system. Don't let your sprinkler system be in control.
Ooh, I like that.
There you go.
Good parenting tip for sprinklers. Shira Hara here, 281-496-5711. We're hearing from you, and we love it. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Healthy trees add beauty and reduce cooling costs while increasing the value of your home if they're healthy. Protect your home with ArborTrue science-based tree care. From soil analysis, disease control, to insect infestations, trust the internationally certified ArborTrue arborist to feed, prune, and overall make your trees thrive. Easy removal of dead branches, sick trees, and stumps, too. Save your trees and protect your home with science-based tree care, ArborTrue. Get a free estimate at ArborTrue.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants. Our new hours are 10 to 5 every day. And with tomorrow being Mother's Day, bring your mom in to take a look at our great selection of hydrangeas. The bungalow is open now. There's a lot of great gifts in there for mom. Now's a great time to start or finish spring projects. We've got mulch for all those bare beds. We've got MicroLife for your lawn and garden fertilizing needs. We've also got a great selection of seeds. Excellent project to do at home with kids. For updates on what Buchanan's is doing, subscribe to our Instagram page or check our website, buchanansplants.com. We are located at 611 East 11th Street in the Heights. And we're continuing to do our curbside pickup and delivery via phone orders. So give us a call, 713-861-5702. And now let's get back to Sherry and Danny.
281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and what we want to do is help you by answering your gardening questions. I have Shira Hara here, super garden genius. I said it. Watch out. And now we're going to keep on answering questions. Nick, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Hey, Nick.
Hi, how are you doing? Good morning. I had a couple questions. I was listening right now, and I heard about you were talking about the fruit trees. Mm-hmm. And I have a lemon tree that I bought, and it has limes on them the first year.
Uh-huh.
And then at the bottom of the tree, I guess they started to shoot out branches, and now it hasn't given off anything. And it does get enough sun, but not enough. Maybe not. I don't water the tree, and then I don't remember the last time I did put fertilizer. But would that also affect it? Those shoots coming off on the side of the stem.
Yes. Yeah. So our citrus here is grafted. Okay. So that's the desirable fruit is attached to a root system that doesn't necessarily produce a desirable fruit. And so you'll have your desirable fruit growing up top, your rootstock on the bottom that it's grafted onto. Sometimes that rootstock will send out suckers. So if you have a bunch of growth coming from below that graft, that's from the rootstock, and you want to remove that because it will overtake your grafted fruit.
Okay.
So you want to remove all of those suckers, and sometimes the leaves look a little bit different and have big thorns. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it is. There's thorns on there, but it looked like there were thorns throughout, but...
Yeah, citrus will have thorns, but...
But I didn't... I don't know if I cut the right one. I mean, does it matter which one? I mean, I cut the ones at the bottom the most.
Yeah, cut all the ones off at the bottom. Try to see if you can figure out where the graft is. It's usually a little notch down a few inches from the top of the soil. And remove everything below that.
Okay.
Clean it up and then get it fed, and hopefully it'll produce for you.
And then I had another question about the lawn. I have an acorn tree, I guess.
An oak tree?
So the roots are... And the roots are showing already. So where I had grass before, there's no longer grass. It's kind of dirt. But I do have, like, San Augustine grass.
Yes.
So the stringers are going over where, like, the roots are.
Uh-huh.
And maybe the tree's probably about 5 years old, 6 years old. That's when we moved into the home, to the house.
Yes.
And so now I don't have any real grass there. So what would probably be the best Okay.
And so that'll help loosen the soil and give the grass something to grow on besides your roots.
And so the stringers that, so I'll just put that on top of the, like, the grass that's already there?
You got it. Yep. And if you need to plug in some shade-tolerant St. Augustine, I know at our store we sell plugs for a type of St. Augustine called palmetto, and that will take the shade long-term.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Yeah.
Great.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So you're kind of saying the seeing the roots, the big thing is to add compost.
Right. Yeah. So I would do compost if it was really high, just for cost purposes. I would do a little layer of topsoil just to do some fill, and then compost on top of that.
Gotcha. And that compost will kind of help sort of balance the soil out.
And even loosen the soil underneath.
Okay. Right. So the roots will go back down.
Yeah, if roots move that way.
Sure, sure. Yeah, when we hear a lot of people, you know, oh, my roots have come up. And
right.
It's like, well.
And they're actually at a constant, right? They're staying at a constant. But whenever you have that pounding rain and
right.
that soil compaction, and you have your soil gets displaced too, so you have a little bit of erosion, so you've got to rebuild that.
Mm.
And we've had Harvey and two very wet years, so we're seeing a ton of soil compaction. I mean, it's every day, all day long, I talk about soil compaction.
Absolutely. And a lot of other things can compact the soil, too.
Yep.
So
heavy chemical use,
right.
foot traffic,
yep. yeah.
big mowers.
Yeah, all that
all
stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
So definitely a thing. Well, great. Good. 281-496-SHERRY-HARA here, answering your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Create your own healing center at home. Let Mother Nature boost your immune system and take away your stress. Love her back with MicroLife, Mother Nature's favorite food. At MicroLife, we believe healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people are all connected. That's why our fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible and do no harm. Add MicroLife fertilizers and you'll grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. MicroLife fertilizers. Available at all leading garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. MicroLife all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Arbor True Tree Service, science-based tree care.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Take down.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Don, who called in earlier with a pest on his figs, we got his picture, and Sherry has some advice for Don.
Yeah, so it does look like a different type of scale than what's going to get on your woodier stems.
So the reason that she knew that is because she noticed it
on the veining.
Yeah,
on the fig leaf has that distinct veining on it, and these little white dots kind of follow the veining.
Right.
But there is a fabulous product for scale on fruit trees, and I wouldn't hesitate to use this on any of my vegetables and fruits. But it's called Takedown Garden Spray.
Okay.
And it's a canola and pyrethrin. Mm. So it's not synthetic. It's all natural. But,
that's awesome.
I've had great success with it on white flies, which are a doozy to take care of, right?
Sure.
A citrus white fly infestation, it'll knock it out pretty quick.
Oh, wow.
With a few applications. So that will be safe to use on your fig tree.
Okay. So Takedown from Monterey.
Takedown Garden Spray by Monterey.
Okay, awesome. And you guys have that?
Mostly, we sell it. Yeah. Anywhere that carries Monterey should have access to
well,
it.
Well, Don, hope that helps. Hope that helps anybody else out there. I probably will grab someone too. Mm-hmm. As summer comes on, I usually see aphids or something
on
a
lot of my crops.
It's
just good to have on hand because it's safe and it does a lot of bugs and some fungal spores too.
Maybe my next Monterey success story.
There you go.
So, what's happening up at Plants for All Seasons right now?
So, you know, with the COVID, it's intensified spring because everybody's home.
Right.
And you
right.
could go to the grocery store, the home improvement store, and the garden center, right?
Yeah.
So we have a lot of new gardeners and a lot of vegetable gardening going on.
Right.
So we just got a fresh shipment of citrus from Brazos Citrus and fruit trees and vegetables. And the flower selection right now is out of this world. Mm. So I ordered brand new of those tartar garden beds, the raised garden beds,
because
that's just been a hot item.
That's
people
great.
Vegetable gardening, and the amount of interest in I call it just the teenagers coming in,
sure,
buying succulents. The succulent section is just bursting at its seams. So, and butterfly gardening. So there's so much going on.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and we offer curbside pickup for those who aren't wanting yet to get out and mingle in public, but you're free to shop. We're outside and it's a healthy place to be right now.
Absolutely. And with the weather being so beautiful, it's just a great visit.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's really wonderful.
Yes.
That's Sherry Hara for Plants for All Seasons. Get up there if you want to. Again, a beautiful spot and sounds like incredible selection right now. Patricia, we're going to get you in on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Sherry?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have been reading conflicting information on whether, in fact, you can cut off the base of a celery bunch and root it and grow celery. My first attempt failed miserably, so I'm trying it again right now. And what I've done is I cut the base off and I've elevated it in water with toothpicks on the sides of the container. And now they're growing about 2 or 3 inches tall, but I since read that you can't ever put it back in the ground, and you really aren't ever going to grow a bunch of celery.
Yeah, and I'm going to agree with that. I think it's fun to do. It's a fun project, and I've done that with my kids before, like growing avocado that I know will probably never make a fruit. But it's fun to watch things grow. And yes, you can put your celery and get some regrowth, but it's a cold weather crop here one, and you can play with it in your kitchen, but it's never going to get that robust celery like you're going to buy in the grocery store.
Okay, so it's never going to provide me celery for cooking.
No. But it is fun to try to regrow some of these things.
And so the same applies with carrots. You can plant carrot tops and get all a bunch of greens, but is it true that you never get a carrot?
Yeah, I think you get one carrot from a carrot.
You think it will actually make a carrot?
No, I think that once you eat the carrot and you have that carrot top, you're not going to regrow a carrot.
Okay. That's what I needed to know. Thank you so much.
Patricia, the seeds for celery and carrots are very easy to start. And so it's kind of one of those things that, man, in August or mid-September, put some down. Make sure you get celery growing. And I'm still harvesting celery today, So it's the kind of thing that you can really get a really long season if you start it at the right time.
So plant the celery seeds in, say, August?
Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and plant them in succession, too. Like every 2 weeks, go put another little crop out.
Especially with the carrots.
Yeah.
You don't want to have too much. It's easy to have too much celery.
Yeah.
Two plants is probably too much, but...
As far as the carrots, I'm the one who called last week, and I have more carrots than the law allows.
Oh, gosh.
Because...
Get the carrot police over there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But the celery, I never tried to play with it. But thank you so much for the information. I will get some celery seeds from Southwest Fertilizer, and I will proceed in the fall.
There you go. Great. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, definitely always keep experimenting.
Yeah.
Right?
Rules are made to be broken, right?
Yeah. I would love to find out that somebody actually did get a robust celery from a cutting. Now,
stranger things have happened.
That's true.
Not going to be like what you see on the Facebook videos.
Right.
How it just grows overnight in your kitchen.
Yeah, you get 3 inches and then that's all you
just
get.
Just don't believe everything you see on Facebook.
That's well said right there. A lot of good advice coming out of Sherry's mind today. unless it's our site.
Right.
Then believe everything you see on our site. Which, if you haven't been on our Facebook page... It's a lot of fun. We love getting questions there. We love when you post your pictures, and we're doing kind of a little bit of round three of a fun contest we got going on. So Sherry Hara here doing a great job on Home Show Garden Pros, and we're doing that. Answer your gardening questions, having a lot of fun. Get a great chance to talk to Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer, the Yard Geek, after this quick break.
Do you have caterpillars and other worm-type insects eating your garden? Monterey BT is a naturally occurring insecticide that's OMRI-listed for organic gardening. Monterey BT is very effective in stopping these persistent pests from damaging your plants. Monterey BT can be used on ornamentals, trees, fruits, and vegetables. It will not harm birds, earthworms, or beneficial insects. Monterey BT can be used up to day of harvest. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is back on Sports Radio 610, having a good time answering your gardening questions. Going to keep that good stuff going. But this time with the Yard Geek, Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. Bob's here with us to answer a gardening question.
Hello, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks for asking.
Good.
All right. Barry has a rose question for you. Rose blooms under attack by tiny white and pink bugs. Also seeing brown lumps on the wood just below the blooms. What should I use to get rid of them without damaging my plants? Woo!
Well, that's a mouthful. A lot of things seem to be going on with these guys.
For sure.
And so let's just kind of take them one at a time. Now, roses are, they can get some insects on them. So let's look at the tiny white bugs and the pink bugs that seem to be attacking his blooms. Most of the times, those could, some as simple as aphids, or it could be thrips. Mm. And those are just insects that are just, oh, they're persistent. They get inside that bud, and then they will ruin your blooms a little bit. So let's spray that. We can use, there are several synthetic solutions that have synthetic insecticides in them that we could spray on the bloom itself that will take care of that problem. Or we can use some organic things like neem oil or pyrethrums or even a mixture of molasses. And that will help that somewhat and take care of that problem. The brown bumps that he's talking about underneath that, that sounds like scale to me. And the same thing, a systemic insecticide can be used, but once again, that's not organic. And if a good neem oil spray or something that will help suffocate that scale on the roses will help promote that a lot. So there's things we can do, but the main thing is let's put something on there and let's try to alleviate those problems and get those bugs off that rose bush.
Bob, I'm seeing white bugs, pink bugs, and brown lumps. I mean, he's got an infestation.
He has got a lot of things going on,
maybe
which tells
to.
Me his soil condition really needs to be improved. And boy, in doing that and working, getting in there in that bed and working a lot of compost in that bed, be careful when you're working that into the soil. You don't want to be disturbing the roots, but we want to promote a lot of organic material in there. And like I said, if we get the soil right, Danny preaches this every day, I think, of his life. If you get the soil right, the plant will have a lot less insect problem and a lot better chance of surviving and thriving in our weather, which is really good for roses.
Thanks, Bob. That's good info.
You bet. And folks, if you have any kind of yard problem with your roses, your garden, anything, please come see us at Southwest Fertilizer. We have lots of yard geeks on staff. Or if you'd like to take a picture of your problem and send it to me, please do. Send it to yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.